Romans chapter 10. We've been looking at Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11 and using as a sort of a title for it, well then, what about Israel? And I wonder if it struck you yet how much this little interlude in the book of Romans that was for the consumption of the Jewish believers, how much of it really applies to churchianity today? Isn't it interesting that in the days of churchianity, we use Romans chapter 10 for evangelical purposes for Gentiles, and it was really written to remind the Jews? Well, let's pick up the story again tonight, shall we? Let's start in verse number 12. We'll just do a little more reading tonight to sort of catch us up. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Well, so far, so good. But isn't it interesting that Jewish folks, especially believers, have to be reminded of the fact that Christianity has nothing to do with the law and the ordinances and all that sort of thing, but it really comes back to as it was in the Garden of Eden. It's faith. It's always been faith in listening to what God has said. It's hear and believe, not do these ordinances and make our boast in those ordinances. And here we find the Jewish believers being reminded of this, and the Jews at large reminded of this. Well, in verse number 16, we have a sort of a mournful turn here. And in verse number 16, we read, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? And so now we know, once again, he's talking to the Jewish folks, especially the Jewish believers. Jewish non-believers wouldn't accept the book of Romans as part of the canon of Scripture anyway. But these are things that the Jewish believers would have had to be reminded of. It kind of reminds you of the book of Galatians, doesn't it? Galatians is a powerful warning not to lapse back into the law. And it's a very powerful reminder as well that Old Testament Judaism has nothing to do with New Testament Christianity, the new birth, the gospel. Okay. Verse number 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? And so now, once again, we're going to see that Paul once again begins to call up some of the Old Testament characters as witnesses here in what points he's putting across. Verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went out into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, here he is, he's going to call Moses. First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation will I anger you. But Isaiah is very bold, and saith, I was found of them that sought me not, I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he saith, all day long have I stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. So, this is the wretched condition of Israel. And of course, now now that Israel is regathered after nearly 2,000 years as a nation in a small sliver of their own land, these words are still appropriate. They haven't believed the Lord's report even today, but they practice the religion of Judaism. I guess I should say the ones that aren't just frank atheists. And so it's a pretty sad thing. But Paul saw this coming when he was still in his active ministry. And so he's warning the Jewish people now against lapsing back into, excuse me.
Oh, water?
Yeah, the peanuts.
Got it.
Maybe they're getting to me. I should have read that peanut can where it says processed along with peanut products. Warning.
They contain peanuts.
Yes, they contain peanuts.
Yeah.
All right. Paul now starts warning the Jewish people now, and remember, the temple hasn't been destroyed yet. It's about AD 67 to AD 69, somewhere in there that Paul writes the book of Romans, and the temple is still standing. And so the religion of Judaism is still being practiced, and they have to have a temple to really practice Judaism. The idea of having the synagogue and all that, that's sort of a half-baked approach. Thank you. That's a half-baked approach. But Paul is warning them at that time, you have forgotten that before there was law, before there was Abraham, God was still there, and God was active and working in the world. And if you care to bring right back to the fountainhead of the human race, in the Garden of Eden, it came down to faith. God has only asked people to believe him and to trust him. Well, in order to believe him and trust him, we have to have a message. And that's what Paul is talking about here in the latter part of the passage of Scripture that we just read. And this is the problem with Israel, is they wanted to believe the part of the Word of God that they wanted to believe and sort of ignore or discount the rest. And that's pretty apparent by the question that that Ethiopian eunuch asks Philip. He's just been up to the temple, and his question had to do with this very scripture that we just read here. Lord, who has believed our report? That eunuch was reading Isaiah 53, and his question was, is the prophet talking about himself or someone else? Well, he'd been at the temple, and he had no doubt asked that question and received no satisfactory answer. And so as he's leaving town, as it were, why, he just, by random happenstance, runs into Philip. And he asks Philip that question. Well, Philip has the answer. It doesn't have to do with sacerdotalism. It doesn't have to do with the religion that the Jews had built on top of the Old Covenant, Judaism as they called it. No, it was talking about nobody believes what I say. God said, Lord, who hath believed our report? And Isaiah's point is, I'm speaking the words that you gave me to speak to this people, but nobody believes it. Faith. He's talking about faith here. The same thing that it's always been, faith. That's why the doctors in the temple couldn't answer the question, because faith was completely off their radar. So far as they were concerned,